WRC 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho are still on the lookout for a white supremacist prison inmate and his accomplice who fled after the accomplice shot and wounded corrections officers. Skylar Mead was being transported back to prison from the hospital he was taken to in what police say was a self-inflicted injury. The longtime interpreter and close friend of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani was fired by the Dodgers on Wednesday following allegations of illegal gambling and theft from Ohtani. Fleeing Haiti, dozens of Americans caught up in the gang violence.
The days were turning into weeks, the weeks were turning into months.
Philippe Armand recalling the harrowing journey.
The very difficult part was getting around and making it to the airport for the to fly out.
Gangs have a stranglehold on the capital city.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Port-au-Prince. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting the Middle East for the sixth time since October 7th. He is in Egypt again, trying to broker a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin farmers need rain. The U.S. Agriculture Department expects farm income to go down 25% this year. The agency blames higher costs and drought conditions in Wisconsin and other Midwestern states. Governor Evers says he's proud of what he's done to improve mental health care for everyone from teenagers to farmers in Wisconsin. He declared last year the year of mental health, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget.
Those are all good wins, but the fact of the matter is that I asked for $500 million, and, you know, we can do the math, and it came nothing close to that.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
A second candidate has entered the race for the 96th Assembly District. Incumbent Republican Representative Lauren Oldenburg is seeking a fourth term in office. Oldenburg from Viroqua has represented the 96th since 2018. The district covers Vernon County and part of La Crosse County. One Democratic challenger has announced plans to run. Former La Crosse County Board Chair and former congressional candidate Tara Johnson is also running. It's time to put on your walking and running shoes. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office will host its 12th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua Saturday, April 6th. If you are interested in supporting the K9 unit, you can go to the Vernon County website to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under the K9 unit tab, you will see the registration form. You can print it off and send it in. The pre-registration deadline is March 22nd. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 15 points and trailed most of the game. They got it to within 1 point with just a couple of minutes left to play, but the Celtics pulled away. Coverage on ESPN.
That will count. It's a 3-point game, and that'll do it. Lillard finishes with 32, and the Celtics earn their 55th win of the season, leading the way for the Celtics tonight with 31.
The final, the Celtics 122, the Bucks 119. Boston now winning 10 games in a row at home. Giannis did not play again tonight due to a sore hamstring. The team comes home for a game tomorrow night. At Fiserv Forum, they'll host the Brooklyn Nets, followed by a Sunday night game against the Thunder and the Lakers next Tuesday night in prime time. Baseball, the Brewers had the day off. Tomorrow night, they take on the Giants in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible here by the time it winds down during the day. Friday, today cloudy, 38, snow tonight, 27. Snow will eventually end tomorrow, 38, with more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming up Thursday on Matt and Air On Air, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley at 11:06. Then we talk sports balls with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, 3 to 6 inches of snow.
I know. Not looking forward to that.
You know, man, I bled out my snowblower almost 3 weeks, a month ago. Bled all the gas out. I just assumed it was over. And, you know, you don't want to leave the gas in or the oil, you know, for the entire winter or summer. So I bled it out. I said, it was a nice day outside. I'm not going to need this anymore. It was one of those times. It was 65 degrees. And I was sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not just us, man. It's all over the Midwest. So, you know, misery loves company.
So they say.
Yeah, man. You know, I got an awful lot to talk about this morning, as always, in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be joined by none other than Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia, and, you know, in the pharmacy, which is a segment that we added several weeks ago. I think it's as important information as you can find anywhere in radio or on radio, anywhere, because it is something that, you know, really impacts and affects us directly in all of us. And we don't know, you know, the medications we take. We don't know the impact of those meds. If you are one of the lucky and fortunate few who doesn't have to take medications, well, you know, you are definitely in a minority. So it's always great to have, you know, the pharmacist, Dr. Omar, on the air, and he's just a brilliant, brilliant man who, you know, it speaks in a language that we can all understand. I think that's as important as anything. But, you know, I was thinking, Calvin, the other day, it was actually yesterday, man, I'm still not believing that I get a chance to be on the radio, man. After all of this time, that somehow a blue-collar guy, right? Hey, man, a guy who used to go into the factory for 34 years and take my time card and strike my time card and put on my coveralls and my safety glasses and my earplugs and you know, and go to, you know, this massive press, 6,000 ton press, and work with three other guys and produce side rails for, you know, trucks and military vehicles and buses and automobiles. And to do that from the age of 18, one job, all the way through 54. I mean, just think, Kevin, that's an amazing thing. In your life, you probably won't see any job, not just you, but people of your generation, where somebody works from 18 to 54, right? One job.
Even my parents, who aren't that much younger than you are, haven't worked really that long in one job.
I know, man. It was an amazing, amazing time. But not just the fact that I was able to do that, man, but the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing, and clearly having not been trained, but clearly something that I believe in. I was talking to a friend the other day, and he said, man, you know, you were born to do what you are doing right now. And I believe that there are those of us who are born to do things and never get a chance to do them. So I'm so fortunate. And every second of every day that I get an opportunity to come before you is a privilege and an honor. I'd also say this. You know, every morning I get up and in preparation for the show, and the night, you know, before I go to bed and thinking about what I'm going to talk about today, I always want to talk about something that's impactful. Today is no different. There is a lot of information about a lot of things that we're going to discover and discuss. And let's have at it right now. You know, Calvin, we've heard constantly from the other side of things that Joe Biden has not been doing enough, you know, to make sure that the oil prices are down. You remember, have you been hearing this? The Democrats and Donald Trump, when he was the president, you know, the gas prices were lower than they've ever been. You remember hearing those things?
I certainly remember.
So here's something that people should know. And good morning to everybody who's, you know, in the listening audience. Who do you think has been the number one manufacturer of oil over the last 6 years?
Saudi Arabia.
That's what you would, that would be a great guess.
Is it the United States?
It's the United States. And so you would be in error. The United States has pumped more oil in the last 6 years. The most oil has been pumped in history. In the world. And you keep hearing people say, oh, you know, Joe Biden has prevented the, you know, oil drilling, and it, you know, he cut off the pipeline and he did this. Again, inaccurate. Take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. U.S. has produced more oil than any country in history for 6 consecutive years. So 4 years under Joe Biden, the guy who they swore was not drilling enough, was the reason that the oil prices shot through the roof. Untrue. If the United States itself has produced more oil than any country in history for six consecutive years, how is there blame on Joe Biden and the Democrats for the price of oil being high? Well, he shut down this pipeline. He didn't. It's just not true. According to a new analysis by the Energy Information Administration, the United States has produced the most crude oil globally for 6 years in a row, more than any nation in history during that time. The 4 years of Joe Biden's presidency. You know, trying to separate truth from fiction is critically important during this election cycle. And so people don't have to be truthful. They can say whatever they want to say. We're going to talk a little bit as we move forward with the show about false claims that are on these internet sites that people are believing. And because they're on an internet site, they somehow think that what people are writing somehow is true. And so when you get your news information from sites like the internet and you can't check to verify any of it, then you can fall for anything. And that's what people have been doing, falling for anything. Now, the crude oil production record in the United States in 2023 is unlikely to be broken in any other country in the near term. That's, you know, last year, because no other country has reached production capacity of 13 million barrels a day. Saudi Arabia's state-owned Saudi Aramco recently scrapped plans to increase production capacity to 13 million barrels a day by 2027. When we're out pumping Saudi Arabia, which is actually just a country that sits on top of an oil reserve, you better believe we're doing something extraordinary. And yet people still want this country to go into sacred land and pump even more oil. And I notice, I mean, maybe you haven't noticed, but, you know, in the city of Milwaukee, the price for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.39, and it's climbing. And so, you know, and it's climbing at a time when, you know, the elections are going to be here, and they're going to blame the Joe Biden and the United States for not doing enough to keep the oil prices down. Well, if we pump more oil than the other nations, than all the other nations, how is it Joe Biden's fault if the prices of oil continue to rise? You know, for a barrel of oil continue to rise. You know, Sandy will be here again on tomorrow. And I'm going to, you know, have him put it in perspective, because clearly many of the people who continue to blame President Joe Biden for the price of oil climbing really don't have an idea at all about any of it. And I'm not sitting here telling you I do, but we got a person, an economist, Sandy Williams, who knows it like the back of his hand. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. On the other side, false claims that you are going to find on the internet that will impact and affect your decisions on the election.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires.
Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. A couple more statistics on oil and the United States' role in it and place in it. And these are factual facts, unlike what you are hearing from the other side of things. Last year, the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Russia together produced 32.8 million barrels of oil per day, 40% of global production. Since 1971, the three nations have produced the most crude oil, with the next three biggest producers, Iraq, Canada, and China, pumping out 13.1 million barrels combined, barely more than the United States' total of 13 billion barrels. U.S. yearly crude oil production plateaued and began to decline overall for decades, following the peak of 9.6 million barrels in 1970. In 2008, it hit a low of 5 million barrels a day. So the next time you hear somebody fix their mouth to say that Joe Biden and the oil prices have gone up and Joe Biden and the Democrats are the reason you are paying more at the gas pump, you know, you need to hit them in the mouth with the truth. And you know, again, don't take my word for it. You know, you can look and find the information. It is there. But anyway, now I want to get to the lies that people are being hearing that help, you know, kind of create the animosity towards migrants and this hatred that Donald Trump and many others in this nation have. And this information, this is from the Associated Press. Now, you might say, well, the Associated Press, they could be lying. Well, you know, I certainly trust what the people in the Associated Press say more than, you know, some yokel on Facebook or any of those other mediums, you know. But ATF rules not updated to allow migrants to purchase firearms. So there's been this ongoing campaign on the internet that claim an update to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives background check policy allows people in the U.S. illegally to purchase firearms. The assessment, false. No such update has been made. Federal law prohibits people in the country illegally from purchasing or possessing firearms with limited exceptions, an ATF spokesperson told the Associated Press. The ATF does not have the power to change federal law, only implement it. But that doesn't matter, because the accusations from Republicans that President Joe Biden's migrant policies are to blame for the recent killing of a nursing student in Georgia Social media users are falsely claiming that the ATF is making it easier for people who enter the U.S. illegally to obtain certain lethal weapons. Lies. Flat out lies. You know, but if you don't search for the truth, you know, you are going to get that. And so, you know, it's easy to listen to what somebody said on Facebook or what somebody said on some of these other outlets and look at those things as if they're truth. Many posts included a video of a woman who says that her husband, who owns a gun shop, told her that the ATF has made updates to their background check policy and effectives today. They give an exemption to illegal immigrants to be able to purchase firearms. You know, we're never going to be able to turn this nation around and fix what is wrong with it as long as these kind of lies continue. Here's another one. Executive Order 9066 authorized Japanese detention during World War II. Now, that's what Executive Order 9066, that's what that order is. And, it was authorized, to address Japanese detention during World War II. But they have switched that to say that it offers gift cards to illegal immigrants floating all over the internet. And so people who have this hatred for, you know, immigrants and for Joe Biden and the Democrats, they believe this garbage. Doesn't have to have one speck of truth in it. But if you don't search to find the truth, you won't ever get the truth. If you're satisfied with inculcating lies into your life, then it's easy to do that. You don't need to search for the truth. Because there's a lie around every corner. You know, truth and lie can't hang out together. You know, when you turn on the lights and there's darkness, darkness has to leave. The light will displace the darkness. Same thing with truth and a lie. When the truth comes out, then the lie or the liar has to disappear. And so all throughout these sites that people are taking in and drinking in, what they are getting is what they are believing. And so it leads them down a path of untruth, and it leads them to believe things that are not true. And so it doesn't seem to matter, right? Doesn't seem to matter whether it's the truth or not. Like it's not going to make any difference to those who continue to believe that Joe Biden has hurt the oil production of, you know, the United States. Doesn't matter what I just said. People will believe what they want to believe who don't want the truth. Now, you know what? You know, what you're going to get on this show is the truth. It's not Earl Ingram is the only person that has the truth. But Earl Ingram does search out the truth. And when I find the truth, I'm going to bring it to you. 844-967-2789. You know, up next, I'm going to talk a little bit about redefining American valor. It's time. 844-967-2789. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian Vince Moranto. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is found guilty of election fraud. A jury says Kimberly Zapata used fake names to get a hold of military absentee ballots. Her lawyer argued she was trying to make a point about flaws in the election system. Zapata could get up to 5 years in prison. A polarizing figure from the Kenosha riots of 2020 is invited to speak at Kent State University in Ohio. Students and alumni are split about Kyle Rittenhouse coming to campus, including Hunter Chenevie.
I like the idea that a public university like Kent State has this diverse opinions being represented and coming onto campus. Now, whether or not those opinions are appropriate or not, I think that's up for debate.
Rittenhouse killed two people. Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. It's time to put on your walking and running shoes. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office will host its 12th annual 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua Saturday, April 6th. The Kids Fun Run is a quarter-mile run for children 11 and under. It will begin at 9 at the Sheriff's Office. Immediately following the Kids Fun Run, the 5K Run Walk will start. If you're interested in supporting the K-9 unit, you can go to the Vernon County website to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under the K-9 unit tab, you will see the registration form you can print off and send in. The pre-registration deadline for the 5K9 Run Walk and Kids Fun Run is Friday. To ensure you get a 5K9 Run Walk t-shirt, registration is $20. And a reminder that winter is on its way again with snow in the forecast beginning early tomorrow morning and running through tomorrow afternoon. And that's what you need to know.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Life is a gamble, especially when you gamble. Last week, News Nation reported that Bruno Mars owed $50 million to MGM Resorts from gambling debts. Mars is under contract with MGM where he makes $1.5 million a night, which means if the rumors are true, it's going to take him 5 weeks to pay off that $50 million. MGM went on the record saying they are proud of the relationship they have with Mars, who is one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers and a guy you definitely want at your poker table. Fans of the royal family continue to be concerned about the well-being of Kate Middleton. Rest easy, the New York Post reports that Middleton's professional look-alike, 43-year-old Heidi Egan, is finally speaking to the media. Egan, who has impersonated Kate since 2012 at parties and meet-and-greets, says recent photos of William and Kate are legitimate. She says it is not her in the photos, as some have claimed. I mean, if you can't believe an impersonator look-alike, who can you believe? In a related story, Prince William was seen with Elvis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible here by the time it winds down during the day Friday. Today, cloudy, 38, snow tonight, 27. Snow will eventually end tomorrow, 38, with more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Redefining American Valor. Senator Bernie Sanders' vision for a new foreign policy paradigm. Now, I've kind of lived through, the Cold War period. And as we came out of World War II, my parents lived through that. So we came out of World War II, wound up in the Philippines and Korea and Vietnam and on and on and on. And so America's foreign policy has been, something that, many of us have thought for a long, long time, why are we all over the world? Why do we have more military installation bases than the rest of the world combined? You should ask yourself that question. Again, we only make up 4% of the global population. What are we doing with military installation bases all over the world? If you were another nation and you watch one of the smallest nations on the planet, and yet we have more military installation bases all over the world, you should ask the question, why? Well, Bernie Sanders is a man who has the courage. Can you imagine what it would be like to have a President Bernie Sanders, who's able to make some of his ideas into a reality? We would have a different United States. We'd have a different world. We wouldn't be having to spend the money that we spend on the military that you and I don't care anything about, that you and I just accept the fact that this is what we must do. But Bernie Sanders is basically saying that's enough. Redefining American Valor, Bernie Sanders' vision for a new foreign policy, paradigm. At the heart of Sanders' critique is the notion that American foreign policy has been marred by a series of misguided interventions and conflicts. Who else has the courage to say that? Not many. It's when you're an independent, you have some freedoms to say these kind of things. He's 100% accurate. Senator Bernie Sanders ignited a dialogue on the future of American foreign policy, advocating for a seismic shift from traditional postures of greed, materialism, and hypocrisy. This is a United States senator who is saying this about our country. This is not somebody overseas. This is a United States senator who has talked about us and what we are doing as a nation, and he used the verbiage greed, materialism, and hypocrisy to a framework grounded in solidarity, diplomacy, and human rights. This call to action, articulated in a comprehensive piece in Foreign Affairs, challenges the United States to introspect and recalibrate its approach on the global stage, emphasizing a humanitarian and multilateral ethos at its core. 844-967-2789. Now, Calvin, you're a young man. This is your future. This is your generation's future we're talking about. Now, we can either continue to go down the path of my generation and continue to build weapons of mass destruction and nuclear weapons and talk about blowing the earth up and killing people, or we can take the approach that Bernie Sanders is talking about. The foreign policy decisions of both major parties are frequently guided not by respect for human rights, but militarism, groupthink, and the greed and power of corporate interests. It is long past time to fundamentally reorient American foreign policy. He's 100% correct. And so we can fix the other aspects of what's wrong with our nation if we begin there. But it's almost as if the American people are afraid to have the discussion. And I don't know why. Why are we afraid to have that discussion? I personally would prefer that the money, my tax dollars, be spent somewhere else other than continuing to build the biggest warships, the biggest planes, the biggest killing machines. What about you? 844-967-2789. Now, Bernie Sanders clearly is going to be talked about as a kook. Well, you know, he's a madman. Oh, he's not the madman. Let me ask you, Calvin, if you could pick a trajectory for the future of our nation and your generation, which one would you pick?
Well, in my ideal world, I would want the United States to be a leader in the world, but how we always learned in school, how do you lead? You lead by example. So we should start by being an example of democracy, an example of taking care of our citizens, an example of being what the United States was built on, and then worry about making sure that the world can see that and maybe we can spread that, but I don't think that should be through militaristic ways.
No, man, I just talked about this on yesterday, man. You know, we've got troops on the ground in Taiwan. We've got troops on the ground all over the world. For what? We can't afford that anymore. The people are hurting. 844-967-2789. I don't have to, you don't have to be in the amen corner with me. You don't have to say, I agree with you 100%. Nobody should agree with anybody 100% on everything. But the fact that we won't even have the conversation is why we can't fix any of these things. Now, you know, if I was talking about the March Madness, phone lines would be lit up. And my bracket. Come on, man. That's nothing. That's entertainment. What Bernie Sanders is talking about is a seismic shift in the future of this nation and the world. And that starts inside of the United States of America. If we were able to make that kind of change, the rest of the world would follow. Calvin, as you talked about, the United States leads. It leads in so many different areas. We need to lead there, okay? I get it. This kind of conversation that I'm talking about, but you don't hear it on radio. How often do you hear this on radio? You don't hear it because people are afraid to have the discussion. Now, I could talk about fluff. Like I said, you know, I could talk about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or, you know, or some of those other things. But no, man. I mean, let's talk about what's sensical. And what's sensical is, when are we going to have the discussion? Or how many more generations have to follow down the same path? How many more people have to die in unnecessary wars for us to say we're in charge? In charge of what? Well, we're in charge of the world. We're America. Oh, okay. Who anointed us that? That's the point Bernie Sanders is making. We followed that way of thinking for far too long. And all it's gotten us is a position where the American people aren't happy. because the American people, far too many of us, aren't sharing in the wealth of the nation. Am I condemning the nation? No. Is Bernie Sanders condemning the nation? No. Bernie Sanders is having a conversation and a dialogue that is long overdue. And the fact that he has the courage to say it, it would just be nice if Democrats jumped on the bandwagon. You know, I know they've got certainly, you know, plans, the military, you know, lasers up in space, you know, and all these other things that we have planned, lasers on the warships, you know, spending more and more money on destruction of human beings. You know, no, man, I'm not for that. You know, I'm for Bernie Sanders. I'm from a man who understands and believes that the future of the earth should be concerned about the inhabitants of it and not about the money and not about the wealth and not about the destruction of human beings. Kudos to Bernie Sanders and the fact that he has the courage to even say that, because most of us don't have it. 844-967-2789. At the heart of Sanders' critique is the notion that American foreign policy has been marred by a series of misguided interventions and conflicts. From the Cold War's era destructive wars to the contemporary global war on terror, he specifically highlights the Vietnam War, where millions of Vietnamese and tens of thousands of American troops lost their lives, and a series of U.S.-backed coups across the globe that often installed authoritarian regimes, exacerbating corruption, violence, and poverty. You know, you keep talking about the fact that those people are at the border. And if you really know the truth, you know why those people are at the border. You know it's because we've put puppet regimes in Central America. The United States, we've done that. We've upended their societies. Well, not you and I directly, but people in our names have done those things. You know, it doesn't make me the smartest person in the world. I'm far from it. But maybe they made a mistake when they taught me how to read, because this is not Earl's words. These are words from people who can change the future of our nation and the future of the world. And I pray for the future of this generation that people listen more to Bernie Sanders and less to others who want to continue to perpetrate what is going on. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Now I want to talk about self-esteem. And I see so many people whose self-esteem has been destroyed. And you know, that can happen at a very young, tender age. And you see people whose lives, unless there's an intervention somewhere along the road, they'll go through their entire lives thinking not much of themselves. We really live in a society that is so judgmental. And so it's so quick to talk about people being failures. And, you know, and so what do we measure success and failure by? We live in a society that measures success by what you have and failure by what you don't have. So, I got a new car. I bought the new electric car. It, you know, cost me $95,000. And so I'm driving around in the new electric car. Okay. So you're driving around in the new electric car. Fine. That's great, you know, but it's the, oh, let's, okay. Let's do this. I didn't see you guys on the line, so I'm sorry, but let's go to the phone lines and Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. What do you say, sir?
Good morning, Earl. Appreciate you taking my call, as always. I wanted to jump in on militarism in our military economic footprint, if you will.
Yes, sir.
You know, we have now more private security companies than public. I think there's somewhere around 900 or 1,000 private security firms, you know, which in itself is dangerous because you have all these rent, you know, they're like the Pinkertons around right. 1900, oh, yeah. Where right. they're just a police force for hire, for God's sakes. And then when you couple a couple of important things with history, you know, George H.W. Bush, after he left office, he became chairman of the Carlyle Group.
Right.
In the Carlyle Group, for most of us who may not remember, it's a investment group that invests in nothing but military-based corporations. Now, this was at a time when, during the 90s, when we were being pitched a peace dividend, if you recall. You know, the Cold War had just thawed out. You know, we have suddenly, you know, military bases all across the place. We have, this vast footprint that seemed somewhat obsolete and out of the norms for the day. Considering we were in a peace
right.
Dividend era. So the one thing that we must remember for any business, and that is you must have a tomorrow's customer in mind. You know, you have to pump up the marketplace and prepare for your next generation. of business, or your business is at significant risk. That, in my mind, Earl, is our biggest albatross.
Well, yeah, when your business is war, right, you've got to make sure you have that.
Right. And with that comes then all of the necessary evils that come along with it, whether it be media hype, divide and conquer rhetoric, half-truths of the media, which without truth to power-based media, these corporate groups are going to dominate the news cycles. They're going to dominate the headlines because they want to inflict fear and mistrust. If they had a true fiduciary responsibility to we the people to do our job as the Fourth Estate purely and clearly refers to in the Constitution, we the people wouldn't be swimming in all this these alligators and crocodiles of misinformation that end up doing nothing but distracting us and frustrating us, so we turn a blind eye to this.
Hey, Mike, man, thank you very much for the call, as always. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Good morning. I thought I was the only one who was listening to Bernie Sanders on YouTube. Bernie is a very, very intelligent man, and he has always spoke the truth. And I think that people have to understand that he's not doing this for any kudos or money or anything like that. He's doing it to help save the nation. And people have to actually put everything in perspective. And I don't want to go to war. I think the next war that they should have all these billionaires line up on the front line. And then I'll send the young kids after your death. Because this is how I feel. This is just a warmongering nation where everything is involving sending troops over and making the biggest armament that we could possibly make. And for what end? When they finally drop the atomic bombs, there won't be anything left. So I don't know what you're talking about. So we have to put things in perspective.
Hey.
And the most important thing are our children and our future.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Well said. The fact of the matter is we're preparing for the next war. I was reading something the other day, and it was talking about us preparing for the war with China. You know, when you make those kinds of statements, you know, unilaterally, you're publicly saying we're preparing for a war with China. What does that say? If I'm China. All right, 844-967-2789. Up next, In the Pharmacy with Dr. Uma of Welltopia Pharmacy. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here, noon to 2 on Thursday. Our old friend and author, Chris Pauls, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A close ally of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani has been